If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. John LaPuma is a board-certified specialist in internal medicine, co-founder of the ChefMD video series. He's a New York Times best-selling author of ChefMD's Big Book of Culinary Medicine and the co-author of the best-selling Cooking the Real Age Way and the Real Age Diet, and hosted two PBS specials. Interestingly, he's the first physician to teach cooking and nutrition in a U.S. medical school. His latest book is called Refuel, and it's published by Harmony Books. Dr. John LaPuma, thank you for coming on with us today. Dr. Mike is here, too. What is the basic principle of Refuel?
Joe, thank you for having me. It's an eating plan that is specifically engineered for men. Most diet programs, eating plan programs, are actually engineered for women, and about 19 of 20 studies done on weight management in the United States are done on women, or primarily women, but half those folks who are overweight or obese are men. So we created a program that was specifically engineered for men to shed fat, boost testosterone naturally, and improve sexual performance.
And you want to make sure to let people know this is not a diet, right? It's not a diet?
No, because the first three letters in the word diet are die, and that's something we'd like to avoid. This is actually a new technology for men to improve their strength and stamina, look and feel better, and have food that tastes awesome, delicious all the time.
All right, here he is, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, John, I should tell everyone that I am obviously prejudiced because you taught me almost everything I know about food and cooking, at least initially, and we did teach a course at both University of Chicago and then at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse on cooking and for medical students. You should know, actually, part of your legacy is that the Cleveland Clinic and Case Western Reserve University, both medical schools, are going to be sharing a building which will have four cooking areas for medical students and other students of allied health if they join in eventually, but at least for medical students to actually go through the curriculum that modified, obviously, and improved since then, but basically the curriculum that we started or that you started and I joined in with from 2001 on. So,
well, Michael, you're being too modest. I mean, it was really your brilliant initiative at State University of New York that had the vision to create this very first cooking and nutrition course in the country that you and I taught together and that I was privileged to participate in. And I'm so proud that you've been able to carry it to Case Western and to the Cleveland Clinic to create a center for cooking and nutrition there so medical students can learn one of the most powerful technologies they have available to them in fighting chronic disease, something I know that you're specializing with not only your Center for Wellness at the Cleveland Clinic, but also with the TED Med Group, where you head up the Chronic Disease Initiative.
Now, tell me about Refuel and how you came to... Well, first, I guess the questions we have on the... someone has sent a question in on our email line, and anyone can send an email question in at udocs, Youdocs, at gmail.com. And this one is, what's different between men and women? Why do men need a different weight loss approach? Why doesn't the same one work for men as for women?
The reason that men need a different approach is both physiologic and behavioral. As you know, men's adipocytes, the fat cells in deep around their viscera, their visceral fat cells, deep belly fat cells, convert the testosterone that their testes make into estrogen. And as that testosterone gets converted to estrogen, their testes shrink, they develop man boobs, they their beard goes away, and more importantly for a lot of them, their initiative dries up, their sex drive drives up, they lose energy, they're fatigued all the time, don't quite know why. And I think it's because men physiologically store fat in the belly instead of on the hips and thighs and in the buttocks like women do. The good news is that men can actually leverage their metabolic advantages, that we burn fat more, that visceral fat, more readily than do women, and burn it for longer after doing intense exercise, so that they can begin to not only build muscle cells and get stronger, but lose some of that visceral fat that is zapping their manhood and is undermining who they are as men. So men need this physiologically specific approach to stopping the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And the behavioral approach that men need is one that relies on making the healthy thing to do the easy thing to do.
So I guess the follow-up question on that, and I'm asking for our listener who asked this, is can't women use the same approach, or are the food choices, I guess, different from men to women? Are the exercise choices different?
The men who were most successful in our beta test of this program, which we presented both at Stanford and at South by Southwest, are men who had a partner, a woman in their life, not necessarily a wife, but a girlfriend or sometimes a sister, sometimes even a coworker, but somebody who was partnered, who was a woman, who wanted to help her man or the man, but didn't quite know how to reach him. And in fact, having a partner in the Refuel program can be life-saving, because women are so much more knowledgeable, generally speaking, than men are about nutrition and recipes and food and fitness and stress management and lifestyle generally. And having undergoing and, in fact, doing the program together is actually the most effective way for men to succeed. So the food choices, even though they are targeted for men to have a higher protein diet, a higher healthy fat diet, a lower starchy and sugary carb diet, is one from which women can also benefit, and actually many women have.
And then there's another question. This one's from a Dawn who asks, and the reason I'm mentioning Dawn's name is because we don't often see Dawns ask questions, but this is another woman, and I guess we have more women listening to the show than men. She said, is this a Mediterranean diet? Doesn't Dr. LaPuma recommend a Mediterranean diet? I thought he did something with DASH, so she must be a follower of yours.
I'm grateful for that. And as you know, I think, and as I think you may have said yourself, the best diet for you is the one that you can stay on. I do believe that. I think that an eating plan that is one that is compatible, that you love the flavors of, that you find easy to prepare, that is easily accessed, is the best eating plan for you. The Mediterranean diet plan is one that I myself often follow because I live in a climate that is sort of Mediterranean, and that's what the food is here. I believe in the DASH diet. I think it's the best single diet for the lowering of blood pressure, the best data available, and I have published recipes for the DASH eating plan. And I think this diet, this Refuel diet, which is actually a global diet, it's an anti-processed food, whole food diet that actually women like to prepare, as do men, that is protein rich, puts both plant and animal protein in the middle of the plate, but not huge.
John, when we come back, I'm going to interrupt you now just because we have a hard break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about it. I should tell you that John is a master chef as well, but makes things really easy so that guys can do it. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with John LaPuma, Refuel. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.